So here's a challenge for you. Confess. Admit it. You up there on Capitol Hill. You wanted the U.S. economy to go into the tank, right? Just let it go up in flames, right? Come on. Get it out. Get it out. Take the darkest story in your own life. Recall what you did. Explore why you did it. And leave us with a better idea of just who you really are. Now, it doesn't simply apply to people on Capitol Hill. At a moment here in the new year when so many of us want to move on to shed some emotional baggage, our next guest says not so fast. Susan Shapiro, journalism professor and author of 8 books, joins us. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Welcome.
So just go inside, grab that deep, dark secret and get it out there for all to see. That's your advice.
Do you know there are so many senators who've written memoirs, I actually think they should stick to their own career and let us writers get the book deals.
Yeah, so I mean, the Gary Harts have something to talk about that's juicy, I suppose. Policy memoirs don't get you anywhere. The question really for you as a writer is encouraging your students to really go to that place that is both revealing and maybe a little bit scary personally.
Absolutely. I've been giving this assignment for 20 years, and every single time I give the assignment, every term, very amazing things happen. So the rule in my class is that writing is a way to turn the worst thing that's ever happened to you into the most beautiful.
And is this about making better writers or is this about making better people?
You know, I don't even know why the assignment works so well, but from the first time I gave it, I got just beautiful, amazing, unbelievably fantastic pieces that were just dark and heavy, and the students felt cathartic. The writing was great, and then this incredible thing happened, which was I have a lot of editors who come to speak to my classes from all the newspapers and magazines and now the webzines. And every editor that came was looking for first person pieces like this. So very early on, I think the first class I gave the assignment out of 12 students, 8 got published and 4 got over $1,000 for their pieces. So I made a rule in the class that if anybody publishes an assignment, I get dinner. And ever since then, it's just every time I give this assignment, amazing things happen. I think about 20 of my students broke into the New York Times with these kind of pieces last term. And it's just feels like a miracle.
Now, part of this is your own personal predilection for this sort of thing. You confess in your piece of the New York Times that you love Kerry Matheson on Homeland, who is a complete basket case.
Yes. Yes. And and I do love this, and I'm really good at editing, and I've been in therapy for a long time and proud of it. And so I ask really good questions and I make people go deeper. And one of the biggest mistakes people make is they tend to trash other people in their life. And so the rule is that you have to question, challenge, and trash yourself more than anybody else. And it can't just be a boring litany of what other people did to you. You're not allowed to play victim. And for some reason, it just people, even people who've never written before, it just becomes a work of art, and they get very lucky, and we've had a lot of great things happen.
You quote some really amazing memoirs in here, of course, Angela's Ashes by Frank McCourt, but I was struck by your choice of The Glass Castle by Jeanette Walls, who has that great opening scene of driving by a dumpster, seeing her mother, who's homeless, in the dumpster.
Exactly.
And realizing how well-dressed she is. The daughter.
Yes. No, it's a great scene. And it just completely, I couldn't stop reading, you know, and I think that's part of what's so exciting when you read first person writing, whether it's an essay or a memoir. I actually love confessional poetry too, where somebody just bears their soul right away. It's so engaging and you just want to keep reading and you feel like you know the person and you like them. And I just think, you know, as a first assignment for my classes, it's great. Although I got some nutty responses in the Times. And so I should say that nobody has to turn in any assignment. They can hand in whatever pages they want. And I give a lot of different assignments. I give 15 different assignments in a 15-week class. And interestingly, most of my students get hooked on the first person. And no matter what else I assign, they just keep rewriting the first person pieces. So students tend to love it.
Well, a lot of people have a bizarre anecdote in their past, but making the jump to that bizarre anecdote and then why you're a part of it in some way personally and maybe in a way that's dark and worth confession, that's really the key. And you say it very, very well. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Susan Shapiro is a journalism professor, author of 8 books on the power, in this particular case, in this particular conversation, the power of confession. As a form of literature and as a reveal of the character of who you really are. Maybe those folks on Capitol Hill could use a little bit of confession.